Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. The Dodge City Police Department is asking for the public's help in relation to a burglary where police say over $40,000 of property was stolen. Officers began investigating in March of 2022 at a house on Hill Point Way. Many of the items stolen in the burglary were high-end women's purses. You're asked to contact the DCPD or call 620-225-8126. And winter weather is returning to southwest Kansas, and it could get nasty.
The U.S. National Weather Service in Dodge City has issued a winter storm warning that includes Finney County from 6 a.m. today through 6 a.m. Thursday. Snow accumulations of 4 to 6 inches with high winds gusting to 45 miles an hour will lead to hazardous road conditions and reduced visibility. If you don't have to travel during this time, stay home. You can visit candrive.org with a K to view current road conditions across the state. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water. Your air. Your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills, our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination, our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Reinforcing her commitment to children and families, on Tuesday, Governor Kelly announced a new set of Family First Prevention grants totaling nearly $20 million. The grants will create and grow programs designed to keep families together and prevent children from entering the foster care system. Current Family First Prevention programs have been a proven success, helping more than 3,000 Kansas children remain with their families and avoid entering foster care. In 2019, Kansas became one of the first states in the country to implement the Family First Prevention Services Act, which is bipartisan federal legislation that allows states to direct federal foster care funds into prevention programs that are focused on keeping families together. The Kansas Department for Children and Families has put the funds towards mental health treatment, parent skill building, substance use prevention, and assistance for family members who serve as primary caregivers for grandchildren, nieces, and nephews. The new grants will expand the number of providers from 11 to 14, expand statewide an intensive mental health program called multisystemic therapy, fund new substance use disorder services, fund new parent skill building partners, and include new primary prevention programs, including a partnership with the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Department. As Kansas has entered its third year of historic drought, the Agriculture Secretary says his outlook for crops is bleak. Kansas Secretary of Agriculture Mike Beam said growers were successful in 2021, but not last year, and as you look at 2023, it's obviously going to be much more difficult because input prices are higher. If we don't have considerable amount of moisture, it's going to be difficult to raise a good crop. He also said the drought has taken a severe toll on the livestock industry because so much is driven on forage, and forage needs rain as well. Beam said policy could help shape water rights for producers to help preserve the High Plains Aquifer, more commonly known as the Ogallala Aquifer. The Division of Water Resources are in the Department of Agriculture, and they're the ones who regulate and provide the water rights and make sure that water rights don't impair others. So they're trying to really provide accurate, real-time information to the policymakers. Lawmakers at the Kansas State House are currently considering several bills that are related to water quality, quantity, and preservation. Kansas Tourism has announced there is a total of $400,000 available for the Attraction Development Grant Program, which is now open for applications. The Kansas Department of Commerce said the Attraction Development Grant will provide strategic economic assistance to public or private entities or not-for-profit groups that are developing new or enhancing tourism attractions in the state. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said the projects that they're looking for with these grants are those that will bring new visitors to Kansas, because each person that visits our state also supports our economy by eating at our restaurants, staying at our hotels, and shopping at our stores. He said these attraction development grants will help entice more people to choose Kansas for their next adventure. The Kansas Department of Commerce says the goals of attraction development grants include to spur economic growth, develop destination-based assets, increase visitation to Kansas, enhance visitor experience, and improve the quality of life in communities across the state. According to the Kansas Department of Commerce, grant dollars may fund up to 40% of a project, with the community or business funding the remaining 60%. Funding for Kansas tourism grants, including the Tourism Marketing Grant, is provided by the Economic Development Initiatives Fund that is derived from state lottery proceeds. For more information and to apply for the Attraction Development Grant, you can visit travelks.com/travelindustry, and the deadline for applications is Friday, March 31st. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
In its first 6 months of operation, 988 call centers in Kansas have seen a spike in calls for help, as well as consistently low rates of abandoned calls or hang-ups. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly said that since the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline was launched in July, it has seen a nearly 27% increase in call volume compared to the previous 6 months. Based on national projections, Governor Kelly indicated that Kansas is expected to reach 120,000 calls in the first full year of operation. In June of 2022, Governor Kelly signed Senate Bill 19, which was bipartisan legislation to create the state's three-digit dialing code for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And the hotline has been backed by federal funds, with the idea that just like 911, 988 would be easier to remember in a crisis. The governor said calls, texts, or chat to 988 that involve thoughts of suicide, mental health, or substance use crisis, as well as other kinds of emotional distress, are available all day, every day. She said callers can also get the immediate support of mobile crisis teams in case of extreme risk, referrals to local mental health services, and resources for follow-up care. In Kansas, Kelly said 988 centers are independently operated and they get additional state funds and oversight from the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and the 988 Coordinating Council that she appointed last fall. Kelly also said the Kansas Suicide Prevention HQ reports that funds have allowed it to hire for both chat, text, and calls to increase the capability to receive calls from Kansans and plan for expanded access in digital chats. February is American Heart Month, and there's no better time to consider your cardiovascular health than now. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, about 659,000 people in the United States die from heart disease each year, or one in every four deaths, and it's the leading cause of death for men, women, and most racial and ethnic groups. Coronary artery disease is the most common type of heart disease, responsible for more than 300,000 deaths yearly. And in the United States, more than 800,000 people have heart attacks each year, and about one in five of those heart attacks is silent when the damage is done, but the person is not aware of it. Common signs of heart attacks include pain or discomfort in the chest, lightheadedness, nausea or vomiting, jaw, neck, or back pain, discomfort or pain in the arm or shoulder, and shortness of breath. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, some risk factors for heart disease include high blood pressure, high blood cholesterol, obesity, an unhealthy diet, physical inactivity, excessive alcohol use, and smoking or tobacco use of any kind. For more information about heart disease and how you can improve your cardiovascular health, you can visit cdc.gov/heartdisease. The website candrive.org gives updates and shows videos of real-time road conditions, closures, and accidents. And Kansas Department of Transportation officials said it can also be personalized so you can see the road conditions that matter most to you when driving gets dangerous. You can create an account, say which street you drive on, get email alerts, and share conditions on social media. There's also a mode for truck drivers that shows information for them about way stations and bridge heights. Officials said many people rely on the website to make sure their drive is safe, adding that the CanDrive website is easy to use and includes features that will help drivers as they travel Kansas highways. And having access to the latest road condition information is important for travelers as it helps people get where they want to go and keeps the Kansas economy moving. For more information on road conditions, you can visit candrive.org. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is hosting their 74th annual meeting Monday, March 6, 2023 at 6 p.m. in the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church Parish Hall. Please join us for a delicious meal and, of course, giveaways. Make your reservations by calling or stopping by at either branch office by February 27th. Reservations are $1. UNWFCU is federally insured by NCUA.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. Visitors to this year's Western Farm Show in Kansas City later this month can hear from an influencer and small ruminant expert, two of the newest additions to the show's lineup. Show manager Jamie Applegate says Brian Scott, an Indiana farmer who operates The Farmer's Life on several social media platforms, will make his first appearance at the show.
He's a fourth-generation farmer. He is really good at letting people know his day-to-day lifestyle of what he's doing with his farming and operations. So if you haven't followed him yet, I would highly advise to go take a peek at what he's doing. He's really good. He's got some really good YouTube channel videos that you can watch and learn from. He will be in Central Hall as well as in the John Deere booth. So you'll kind of have to bounce back and forth trying to find him.
Applegate says while Texas A&M livestock specialist Ron Gill will return for his popular low-stress livestock handling demonstrations, sponsors MFA will add sheep and goat demonstrations among other seminars.
They are bringing a seminar in on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock that will kind of feature the nutrients and the health structures needed for livestock going into your 4-H and FFA fair seasons for shows. Then they've added a seminar on Sunday afternoon at 1:30, which will kind of be the same thing, but catered and geared more towards your sheep and goat livestock.
A full lineup of speakers is also planned for the Let's Talk Shop series in the Wagstaff Theater. The 61st Western Farm Show will take place February 24th and 25th from 9 until 5 and February 26th from 9 until 4 at the American Royal Complex in Kansas City, Missouri. Tickets are $10 at the door or through Ticketmaster. A $3 off coupon is available on the Western Farm Show's website. Details about the show and advanced ticket sales also available at westernfarmshow.com. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Each season, farmers put it all on the line. So it's just good business to get every advantage you can. That's why the Roundup Ready Extend crop system created the Spray Early Weed Control Guarantee. When you spray before or at planting, you can give yourself a season-long advantage over weeds, and it can help boost your yield potential. Show weeds you mean business and learn more about guaranteed weed control at RoundupReadyExtend.com/sprayearly. Guarantee is subject to program terms and conditions. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
I think farming picked me. I didn't pick farming. I'm not afraid to try something new. It's my farm, my family, and our future. My Channel Seedsman gets that. I get access to innovative products with personalized advice backed by data to maximize my yield potential. With Channel, I know I'll prosper for years to come.
Define your future at channel.com/future. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2022 Bayer Group.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A lot going on in the Central Plains today with a pair of strong low-pressure systems affecting our weather pattern over the next few days. The first of these will move across north-central Kansas today with rain and maybe a few thunderstorms for our northern and eastern counties. We might get a few strong thunderstorms in northeastern Kansas during the afternoon. The second system comes in early Wednesday, bringing snow to western and west central Kansas, where we have a winter storm warning in effect late tonight through Thursday morning. 4 to 6 inches of snow, gusty wind, and cold temperatures expected there. This system may also bring a round of snow to many of our central and up through the northeastern counties, where a winter storm watch is up. On the map, heading into the afternoon, the first low is working its way into north-central Kansas. Thunderstorms may pop up in our northeastern counties, and with strong dynamic forcing going on, some of these storms may hit severe levels with damaging wind and small hail. Elsewhere, rain showers possible through the afternoon. Then a cold front moves in, clearing out most of the precipitation and bringing in some colder air. Overnight, a second, stronger front will move into northwestern Kansas, followed by the second low, which will enter southeast Colorado early tomorrow morning. Snow showers begin in western Kansas early tomorrow, quickly spreading across most of the state. Several inches of accumulation are possible, colder temperatures, and gusty wind. This afternoon in our northwestern counties, we'll be in the mid to upper 40s with low 20s overnight, low to mid 50s north central, and tonight we're in the upper 20s. Mid to upper 50s northeast and low 30s overnight, low to mid 50s southwest, and tonight we're in the low to mid 20s. Mid 50s to low 60s south central, low 30s overnight, and we're in the low 60s in the southeastern counties today with low to mid 30s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed 5 times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny, toxic waste site. And there are millions of them. Right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at RethinkButts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last 4 sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last 2. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last 2 sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87, and September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1.780¾. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Snow likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Highs around 28, northerly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Snow likely again tonight, lows level off around 14, overcast skies. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, highs around 32. 6 to 12 inches of snow today through tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 26.
For Norton Livestock Market here in Norton, Kansas, with early consignments for tomorrow, Thursday's cattle auction at 1 o'clock. In the breeding stock, we have 26 black-white-faced cows, 5 and 6 years old, bred like Angus for March and April calving. Here's 7 black fall pairs. Cows are 3 to 6 years old, then